The Bible says money answers all things. Now, obviously, we're not talking about salvation or anything like that, but money does help win the world. But money pays the bills. Money gets you your car. Money takes you on vacation. Money turns the lights on in your house. Money puts food. Money's not a bad thing. Money's a good thing. And so I started realizing there are ways to make money, and so I started getting involved with that, not in the right way, not in the godly way. But then I became a Christian, and I came to church, and I found out God doesn't want me to have money. So I had to get rid of my chopper, my Harley. I had to get rid of my Mach 1. I had to get rid of, because I was taught in church that being a child of God and being blessed don't go together. And I want to break that curse that being a child of God not only goes together, but in these last days, God wants to prove to the world how good He is through you. Somebody say amen. So right now on God's calendar, we are in, according to God's calendar, we are in a season of prosperity and the preparation for the harvest, the financial harvest for your life the rest of the year. That's where we are right now, physically and spiritually, on God's calendar. So read with me in the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 14. Now listen to this. It says, three times a year you shall keep a feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. That's Passover, what we just went through. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I command you at the time appointed of the month of Abib. And for you, for in it you came out of Egypt, none shall appear before me empty or empty-handed. And the feast of the harvest. Now that's what we're going to right now in Passover. The feast of the harvest. Everybody say harvest.
Harvest.
God is the Lord of the harvest. And the feast of the harvest, the first fruits of your labors, which you've sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, that's this in the fall, which is at the end of the year, when you have gathered in the fruit of the labors of the field, three times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord. Now, we know that Jesus has set the captive free, and so women can come before the Lord and get the harvest also. Somebody shout amen. All right, now turn with me in the book of Leviticus chapter 23. Now, what we just read is the understanding of Malachi, where God says, return unto me, and I will return unto you. They said, how shall we return? And the Lord says, in tithes and in offerings. We know what the tithe is. That's what we just received. But the offering, as we've been studying, is what we just read. Three times a year. How many times a year?
Three
times a year. Passover, what we just went through. And now what we're going into is the harvest. This is the first fruits that releases prosperity into your life for the whole rest of the year. My people destroyed for what reason? So we've been hearing about prosperity. We've been wanting prosperity. We've been believing for prosperity, but something has been missing. God says, return unto me. How do we return? As in the offerings of old. And when you do, I will open the windows of heaven. Listen, God wants His children living not under closed windows, but God wants His children living under open windows where He will pour you out such a blessing there won't be room enough to receive it. But that's not all. He wants to rebuke the devourer, cancel the debt. We are in the season of the harvest. Somebody shout amen. Now, look at Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15. And you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath. That Sabbath is Passover. From the day that you have brought the sheaves of the wave offering, you shall count 7 Sabbaths. That's 7 weeks. shall be completed, count 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath, then you shall offer a new grain offering unto the Lord. Now look at me. That sounds real confusing, but it is tremendous when we understand it, because guys, this is the mystery that we have been waiting for, so that we can be that glorious bride and there can be in the last church an end time transfer of wealth. Now let me show you where we're at right now. The Bible says that we're to come before, return unto me and I'll return unto you. They said, how do we return? God says in tithes and offerings. Three times a year, we are to bring a special offering. Every seed produces after its own kind. We've got to understand what that means. In Passover, we all brought a first fruit offering, and that first fruit offering releases unto us God's grace, God's favor, and God's protection for the whole year, not only over us, but over everything we own and everyone that's in our house or in our family. We have received that covering from the Lord on Passover. God said, when I see the blood, I will make every bad spirit pass over you and all that are in your house. Can I have an amen? Amen. Then he says, from that offering, count 7 weeks, seven Sabbaths, and then add one day, and you'll have 50 days. Now, let me go slow to tell you what this means. Israel comes out of Egypt. They bring the barley offering, the Passover offering, which protects them from every enemy that can come against them. How many would like to not fight any more battles and just start walking in victory? They come out, and then 50 days later, Moses, 50 days. Now, I'm going to explain this to you, but I want you to get the picture. Israel comes out of Egypt. They come out of slavery. 50 days later, Moses is on the mountain and gets the Torah, the Ten Commandments, and brings them down to God's people. Now, the number 50 is the number for Jubilee. Now, remember, everything that God teaches us has two sides to it. It has the spiritual side and it has the physical side. So why did God wait for 50 days? They're out of Egypt. Why did God wait for 50 days after he freed them from physical slavery before he gave them the promises of God? Because God freed them physically, but they weren't yet free mentally. For 400 years, they lived in poverty. For 400 years, they lived in slavery. For 400 years, they were under the Egyptian gods, who would make them suffer and take their firstborn and sacrifices. And so even though they were free physically, God, it took 7 weeks to free them mentally so they could move out of slavery physically and into God's abundance physically. God had to bring a renewing of their mind. In Judaism, it teaches us that there are seven levels of consciousness. So the first week, from Passover to Moses getting the Ten Commandments, the first week brought them a little more out of slavery and realizing God's a good God. The second week, they realized God's a good God. The third week, they realized a little more God's a good God. Until the seventh week, in which they realize, and in Hebrew it says that God, in 7 weeks, in seven Sabbaths, God reawakened the God inside of them, where they could realize our God is not a taker. Our God is a wonderful God. And on the 50th day, Jubilee means God will return everything that's been stolen and set every slave free. So it's not enough that we're saved. We've got to get out of that mentality. It took me a year. For 17 years, Tiz and I were taught that poverty mentality in church. it took several years for us to get out of that poverty mentality in our mind after we started realizing. But it's not going to take you several years. Today, God is going to free you in your mind. And as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Our God is a good God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, watch this. The first step in being free in our minds is to realize that God is not a taker, he's a giver.